Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to be together again today as we continue to talk about Cain's parents. The character we really want to get to know in Genesis 4 is Cain, and we've paused here in verse 1 to consider the circumstances surrounding his birth. Genesis 4:1 reads, "Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain, and she said, 'I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord.'" Last time we said that human life begins at conception, and it is obvious where we get this from in this one verse. The man Adam had relations with his wife Eve, that is sex, and Eve did what? Eve conceived and gave birth to Cain. Eve's pregnancy results in the birth of Cain, and Cain's life, as with the life of all babies, began when? His life began when Eve conceived. Life begins at conception. And yesterday I shared with you some texts of the scripture that affirm the dignity of human life in the womb. And this is important. Do not tune out. The reason this is crucial to get is because Christians are going to have to defend why we believe that human life begins at conception and that a baby is a person who lives. Therefore, that baby must be protected, kept safe and secure in the womb until he or she fully develops and is safely born. We do not have time for every scripture that could be given, but we do have time for several that are crucial to know. So hear now God's word to us midweek. The first truth we must recognize and emphasize is the creator of every human life is God. God is the creator. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. "You" here speaks of God. This is the psalmist in Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, even as yet there was not one of them." God is the creator. Listen to God speaking of Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 verse 5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations." That was Jeremiah 1, verse 5. These scriptures are well worth your time to read and reread and really think through. I commend them to you for your prayerful reflection and application. They contain bombshell kind of truth that can really rock your world. For example, Psalm 139, "In your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them." Wow! Think of what God is doing there in the womb before the baby enters the world. Just take some time and think of that. First, the creator of every human life is God. Therefore, second, we must all value every life. Because God is the creator of every human life, we then must value every human life. Listen to the psalmist again, this time in Psalm 100, verse 3. This is Psalm chapter 100, verse 3. "Know that the Lord himself is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. At this juncture, someone might intervene and ask, what about children that are deformed and disabled? Did God create that human life? Should we place the same value on those babies that we do on healthy ones? This is a fair question. In pastoral ministry, I have had the experience of parents in the church finding out through a high-resolution ultrasound that their baby has a defect. And this is the exact question I was asked. The truth is, the father in particular was really struggling and intimated at possibly aborting his child. And then recently, we have very good friends whose baby was born with multiple physical and mental disabilities. If I told you all this little one has already gone through, with many surgeries still pending, your heart would break. Just pray for him and his parents. I'll call him Baby K. Pray for Baby K, would you? Well, in both cases, here are some verses from the Bible I shared with these dads and moms. I listen, for example, to the book of Exodus, chapter 4 and verse 11. This is Holy God speaking. The Lord said to Moses, "Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes him mute, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, the Lord?" That was Exodus 4:11, and God says He is the Creator that sometimes makes children born deaf or mute or blind. In some cases, all three in one child. The implication is that God has created such a child, and those human lives are as valuable to God as kids born with hearing, speech, and eyesight. God values them. And we must value them. They are to be born and to be well cared for. The deaf, the mute, the blind, these are all people made in the image of God, loved by God, and cherished by family and friends. They are of immeasurable value. In His wisdom, God has made them this way. And we accept this and give God praise for every single human life. I hope that this answers the question. If you need further convincing, consider Isaiah 45, verses 9 through 11, and 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27. That is Isaiah chapter 45, verses 9 through 11, and 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. These scriptures have spoken profoundly to parents of children who are in some way deformed or disabled. The Word of God has given hope, security, comfort, and assurance. I have been witness to this, and I am sure many of you have as well. Never, ever give up on life in the womb, no matter what the ultrasound, other tests, and even the doctors might say. First, the creator of every human life is God. Therefore, second, we must value every life. And now third, God cares intimately for every life in the womb. We saw this with Jeremiah already, but listen to the Apostle Paul's testimony in Galatians 1, verse 15. Galatians 1, 15. God, who had set me apart even from my mother's womb and called me through His grace. When did the Lord set apart Paul to follow Jesus and to become the apostle? When? It was when he was in his mother's womb. When did the grace of God become operable in Paul's life? It was when he was still developing as a baby in his mother's womb. Before Paul was even born, God was at work in his life, and God cares intimately for every life in the womb. Are you pregnant? Just imagine what God is already doing in your child's life now. And let's go back to Genesis 4 for a moment. Imagine what God was doing in Cain's life as he developed in the womb of his mother Eve. We will also meet his brother Abel, and the Lord God was forming the boys, shaping them and molding them before they were even born. Friends, God cares intimately for every life in the womb. This is biblical truth that we need to hear today. And yes, this emerges from this one verse in Genesis chapter 4. Well, I have more to say about this. So when you join us again tomorrow, we'll pick up here. I want to present more evidence that, according to the living God, human life begins at conception. Babies are people who live. The Bible is very practical, addressing the issues of our time. No believer should feel helpless or uneducated on how to respond to friends, family, coworkers, doctors, and the like, who take a different view than God does on something like when life begins. The Bible is the resource that teaches us and equips us on what we can say when the Holy Spirit gives us opportunities to stand for Christ in our lives. Here, at the beginning of this new series, the Holy Spirit has given us wisdom for dealing with sin that is prevalent today. My hope and prayer is that each one of us will be attentive to His voice, and that we will pay attention and really listen to what the Word of God says. Most especially that we will be obedient to Christ amidst times that, I mean, let's face it, these are hard times for Christians. The truth is under assault. Whether we are talking about sex and human sexuality or life, death, and abortion, we need the Word. What does God say? This is our concern. So tell someone else about this ministry and join us tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.